Hello, everyone. Well, it's still raining here, so I thought I'd read you a couple of other books. This one is called You Can't Take an Elephant on the Bus by Patricia Cleveland Peck. You can't take an elephant on a bus. It would simply cause a terrible fuss. Elephants' bottoms are heavy and fat and would certainly squash the seats quite flat. I mean, he's not wrong. And don't sit a monkey in a shopping trolley, for monkeys are naughty and find it jolly to snatch your shopping and chuck it about. No, leave monkey at home when you go out. Again, they're not wrong. Nor should a tiger travel by train. Think of the panic. Think of the pain. Tigers are built to spring and to leap. Think of the passengers, half asleep. And don't hail a taxi if the driver's a seal. With such slippery flippers, he can't grasp the wheel. The taxi will slither and probably swerve. Then throw everyone out at the very next curve. Oh my days. A centipede on roller skates is rather bizarre. With 100 feet, he'd go fast and he'd go far. But to put on his boots would take you an age. He'd get in a temper. He'd get in a rage. And don't put a camel in a sailing boat. It's far too tricky to keep afloat. His hump and his feet would, I think, capsize the vessel and make it sink. Well, a giraffe in an aeroplane wouldn't be right. The roof of a plane just hasn't the height. With legs and a neck so bony and long, a giraffe on a plane would simply be wrong. Poor guy. And don't ask a whale to ride a bike. Just imagine what it would be like without a bottom to sit on the seat. And how would he pedal without any feet? Oh dear. A pig on a skateboard. Another mistake. He'd be too heavy. It would probably break. Or his trotters would totter, unable to grip. And up and over the skateboard would he flip. And I wouldn't put a hippo in a hot air balloon. The basket's too small, there wouldn't be room. And if it did fly with hippo's great weight, it would come crashing down in a terrible state. I'd be a bit scared, to be fair. And never let a bear near an ice cream van. Bears gobble up ice cream as fast as they can. And if they're stopped, they get annoyed, and an angry bear is best to avoid. Well, again, then how can we travel? The animals shout. We can't. How can we animals get carried about? What's the best vehicle? We haven't a clue. Well, I've got an idea. How about you? Yes, animals on a roller coaster. As good for a laugh. There's room here for everyone, even giraffe. So it's goodbye to skateboard, balloons and that bus. For now we have convenience. That suits all of us. My goodness, there's a lot of them. That's brilliant. That's a brilliant book. Oh my. Yeah, I think you have to get that one. Thanks, everyone.